Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
That's right, Reggie. The drive is live, and we are live here, as Reggie said, right off Ritchie Road, Buffalo Wild Wings. Last time we were here, we had a nice little crowd out here.
Yeah, they'll be back. This side of town always comes through, man.
Yeah, we had a nice little crowd out here. So make your way on out here. Prizes you to win, courtesy of our good friends at Bud Light, as well as Buffalo Wild Wings. If you're in the building, Shay's right here. He's got tickets you can put in our raffle box to have yourself a chance to become a winner today. Clint, I think they got a football here that you need to sign, Clint.
What?
That's what Matt said. They got a football. They want the old Razorback fans in there.
They
better to put it in there two times.
Who's coming up with this Clinton Seth autograph?
All SEC player right there. Two times.
Well, I take pride in my penmanship.
It'll look the part.
That's for damn sure. And I mean, look, that's probably about $100 piece of leather right there. So.
There you go.
Come on.
There you go. Put Clint on the Duke right there. There it is.
Well, we're really low in the bank, ain't we?
Oh, man. Nah, they did this on purpose, man. You come see the drive.
You remember these mic arms now.
Well, I thought something like that'd be ran by me here. You know, hey, you comfortable with this or what?
Nah, man, you comfortable with this.
Hey, that's cool, man. That's cool. I'll sign the old dude, baby. Ain't no problem with that.
Again, like Clint said, as we did the crosstalk, it's a little different week, right? Obviously, it's a Wednesday. We're here at Buffalo Wild Wings, and that means game day's tomorrow. And we'll have a short show tomorrow. And game day is upon us, and tomorrow the Texans will be there for their biggest game of the season, and that is hosting the Buffalo Bills. And, Clint, I think some good news already coming out. Obviously, the Texans, they are dealing with injury situations themselves, right? No C.J. Stroud, no Jalen Petrie. Those are two big potential moves right there that they are without. But now it looks like the Buffalo Bills are struggling with some injury concerns of themselves, Clinton. They've already ruled three different receivers out of this game, including Dalton Kincaid. I would say his number one guy, the guy he looks for, him between him and Shakir. But Dalton Kincaid with the hamstring is going to miss his second straight game. Curtis Samuel, another guy that they do a lot of different things with, kind of the way you would want Jalen Noel to be used. A gadget guy sometimes goes down the field, reverses and things like that. He is out. And then Mecole Hardman, who's recently there, been a punt returner, fumbled a punt actually last week against the Bucks. He is declared out with the calf as well. So no Kincaid, Curtis Samuel, or Mecole Hardman in this game. Clint, especially Dalton Kincaid, I think this is a big plus for the Texans to not have to deal with him. He's one of the unique tight ends in the league that can really create mismatches.
Well, look, I think a big part of what kind of how the game unfolded last year was no Shakir, which was the leading receiver for Josh Allen, and even more specifically, we talked about when they shifted from Stephon Diggs, out wide, being super productive and taking, low percentage shots and hitting some of them to the tune of Stephon Diggs being all pro. When they shifted from that, it shifted to more of an inside. We're going to focus on running the football. We're going to focus on throwing the football to our tailbacks, our tight ends, and our slot receivers, and they're going to play that box game with Josh Allen's skill set, and it's worked really, really well for him. Joe Brady had made that shift, and it was a big move, bold move, and it ended up being a good one so far. But last year, that was the approach, and they were missing that slot receiver that he was so dependent on.
Well, just guys he looks at.
Yeah, I think it was an easier offense to defend when they don't have that guy. Well, you fast forward to this year, and I think Dalton Kincaid is the big one this year. I mean, I really liked him coming out of Utah. Athletic tight end that can stretch the field, that is a mismatch against a lot of guys. And so, him not being out in particular is a big win for the Texans. I mean, when you talk about what the Buffalo Bills bring to the table and kind of how they want to attack you in the pass game and who they want to attack you with, running backs, tight ends, slots. I mean, you look at our nickel defenders are down, our safeties are down, our linebackers, our true linebackers, with the exception of, I would say, EJ Speed and Christian Harris, aren't really cover linebackers. And so it's not a great matchup if you look at scheme, like our weaknesses on defense, where we're injured or where we're just our weaker points. You can throw their really good run game in versus our interior defensive line. It's not a great matchup for the Texans, but Dalton Kincaid not being there is advantage Texans for sure, because he's a difference maker.
And in their big games, he looks for him. Against Kansas City, he had 6 for 101 with a touch. Against New England, he had 6 for 108, had a touchdown and 50 yards against Baltimore. He is just somebody, he hunts that matchup down. And now, really, that one guy is 10, is Shakir now. And I mean, they've got some other guys out there, but when he gets in trouble, he likes to go that way. So Dalton Kincaid being out is obviously doesn't make up for you losing your quarterback and you losing, Jalen Petrie, one of the big guys on your defense. But that is a big deal for Josh Allen. Now,
well, they've still got. I mean,
they've got guys.
The Knox kid, has been with them. For a while, and he's just one of those guys that he isn't Kincaid by any means, but no. He shows up, and so they've got some dudes now. They got some guys they can get it to, and hopefully the fill-ins at safety, the fill-ins at nickel defender, and those linebackers and that interior defensive line can hold up.
Yeah. All right. So that's the latest there from an injury front. Usually it's the Texans who are dealing with things. We'll get the full injury report, see who's in and out, but that's a big one there. For the Bills. All right, as we are here live on the road here, a little, what'd you call it yesterday?
Let's see, a little wet Wednesday.
A little wet Wednesday, I guess. All right, yep. Get on in here for not Thirsty Thursday, but a little wet Wednesday. A little wet Wednesday. On Wet Wednesday here at Buffalo Wild Wings, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Are you surprised by this? All right, Clint and Tyler, are you all surprised that the Bills are 6-point favorites in Houston on Thursday Night Football on a short week? Are you surprised?
No.
They're 6-point favorites. You're not, Tyler?
I'm not.
Really? Six is a – I know Davis Mills is starting, but he has started the last two games. I thought 6 was a little high, because, I thought coming into last week people were really down on Buffalo, and I know they got a win against Tampa at home. But short week, the way these games have been on Thursday Night Football – I was a little surprised that the line was that big.
I'm surprised that the line is that big, but not because I don't think it should be. I mean, this seems more in line with what it should be than what it was earlier in the season. I mean, the Texans started 0-3, and we're still being treated like the Texans that were expected to win 10 games there. And they may end up getting there. Vegas may end up being right, but I was shocked at some of the lines, or the lack thereof, earlier in the year. So, yeah, this seems like something that, you know, the product that we've seen consistently along with your backup quarterback, along with some of the injuries on the defensive side of the football that are painful, this seems like a little bit more realistic. Based on what I think the film would tell you, I think this seems a little bit more realistic.
I think a lot of people look at it and potentially, I think, a Davis Mills thing. Like, I think a lot of people nationally, I think a lot of people around here have some concerns about being able to beat Josh Allen, a Buffalo team that is a Super Bowl, at least has Super Bowl aspirations, has been considered a Super Bowl contender the last several years, being able to beat that team with Davis Mills. I think, despite what Tyler's playing, I think that is where a lot of people are in the space of the Texans have. I don't know if a lot of people think the Texans have a legit chance to win this game. Maybe a lot of stuff go their way, but like, I feel a lot of people think they got to play perfect. This defense has to really go nuts. Because last year, Clint, Josh Allen was 9 of 30, 131, you know, one touchdown, didn't really dominate in a run game. Played that may be the worst line of his career, right? And C.J. Stroud was 28 of 38, 331, and had a touchdown and a pick in the game. And they had to win on a walk-off 59-yard field goal with Davis here at NRG.
Yeah, so the Bills handed it to him. This is the game where the Bills, did what D'Amico did earlier this year and got real aggressive and then punted to him at midfield. The Texans went 5 yards and Kiami kicked a field goal to win it. So
yeah.
But I think a lot of people look at that and think, well, hell, they did that and almost lost when CJ went off. You know, what's it going to look like at Davis, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not so much about last year's game, because last year's game clearly was about how inept the Buffalo offense was and how they couldn't get going, and our defense just dominated those guys. And that's where the Texans are going to hang their hat. But I just, in general, like all week long, I have been hammered with just talking about Davis Mills, and he's played well, and Tape Drop Tuesday, he's played well, and, boy, he made these throws. The conversations that have popped about, you know, is should CJ play? Should he be able to play? I'm less worried about people that think CJ's soft and more concerned about how many people are just think there is no chance for the Texans to win this game with Davis Mills in the game. I mean,
do you look at this and think they've got, you know, not a man, any given Sunday, you know, you never know what happens. You think they got a legit chance, even with Davis as the quarterback, too?
It don't matter who the quarterback is, to be honest with you. If the defense doesn't lead the way, you're not winning this game. But my bigger point is just, like, if you've watched the Texans this year and you've watched the last three ball games, the film tells you that you got a chance to win with Davis Mills in the game. And I know a lot of people make this about C.J. Stroud, or C.J. these days. It's not about C.J. and Davis. It's about this team is led by defense. And Davis Mills has done a really good job hitting layups, shooting free throws, taking shots when they're there, not turning the football over. And it don't matter who your quarterback is, that's the recipe for this 2025 Texans team to win. Davis Mills has put out just as good a film as anybody out there in 2025 in a Texans uniform. And so, like, I'm just surprised that not the – well, Davis shouldn't be the starter. Well, hell, I understand that. I mean, when everybody's healthy, I think everybody with a heartbeat and a brain can tell you that CJ's the guy. But when it's all said and done, like the thought that Davis doesn't give this team a chance to win, the film just says something totally different. I mean, when it comes to making throws, when it comes to taking the football to the right place, when it comes to playing a brand that protects your offense. The coordinator clearly and this quarterback seem to see really, really tight eye to eye. I find it hard to believe that you can't win this ball game with Davis Mills.
I think this is a game he is going to have to do, you know, more than, hey, you know, don't make the big mistake. There are going to have to be some moments where he has to make plays, but I think luckily for the Texans, he's had to do that the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
So he has had to do that. Now, we'll see if it's a different thing against a team like Buffalo and Josh Allen and how much he has to keep up, right?
Yeah. Now, the other end of it as well is, like, we've seen this team have no chance against a good defense with CJ quarterbacking. So, again, it's just the thought of, like, boy, if Davis has to play, if CJ can't come back and Davis has to play, man, we're going to get our ass whooped by Buffalo. Now, we may get whooped by Buffalo, but it's not going to be because the quarterback was out there. I don't think it is. I mean, I guess it could be. Davis isn't above throwing a handful of picks, but I just don't view it that way.
I don't even know if
I'm shocked at how many people that have – I'm talking about the people that have watched the game, watched the film, people that look at it, listen all the time, follow the Texans. Like, no chance with Mills?
Yeah, it's not even about the turnovers to me, although Buffalo has been one of the most opportunistic teams in the league. For me is, can he replicate what he had to do against Jackson? If called upon that, if Josh Allen starts getting Josh Allen, and we watched last week, Baker had to go back. They're going back and forth. Again, I don't think the Texans' defense is going to – probably allow what either one of those defenses did, but they had to go back and forth. And at one point, Baker and the Bucs offense let go of the rope, and Josh and them went on and went past him in a way that he did against Jacksonville. Is he able to replicate those things if he has to?
And again, now we're getting into, you know, if the game goes this way, can you win it? Look, if any team goes out and scores 40 points on the Houston Texans defense, ain't a soul better shape their mouth to talk about whether Davis Mills or C.J. Stroud is quarterbacking. I mean, this is a defense. This is a game that every bit of the pressure is on D'Amico Ryans in the defense.
Well, let's get into that, because you believe that's where this game stands. Is this is a huge, huge game. A lot of people look at Davis Mills. A lot of people, the offensive line, things of that nature. You think it's a huge game for the man at the top, D'Amico Ryans. We'll discuss that.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Coming up next.
It's a Thirsty Thursday Wednesday edition with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings' Ritchie Road location, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
That's right, as we are live here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Yes, it is. If you're thinking, well, hell, it's Wednesday. It's not Thursday. Yeah, we moved it up a little bit.
Damn wet one.
Yeah, it's a wet one, hopefully for y'all.
Yeah, come on through.
It is a Wednesday, and come on out right off Ritchie Road, that Buffalo Wild Wings location. We've been here multiple times here earlier this year. Come on out, hang out, chance to win prizes. Shout out to Bud Light. I believe the Bud Light girls will be here to have a little fun with you as well.
Yes.
Tyler, I mean, at first I thought he was joking a little bit, but I think he really struggles. I mean, I think it's a...
I never joke about the ladies.
I know you don't. I'm talking about Ron. Ron from time to time tries to be professional. But he just, like, the only option I think you have to be completely safe is to just, hey, Bud Light Girls going to be here, and let's just go into the thought. Whatever. Let's talk about DeMeco.
What was wrong with that one? The Bud Light Girls are here to have some fun with you.
Well, first of all, the way your pacing of the have a little fun with you was a tad bit creepy. And then if you're actually here and you can see your eyes, I know you were. It was with a little bit of little jest. Is jest the right word? But you got me. You know what I mean.
Just having a good time out here. Wait till they get out here.
I think it's a hell of a time.
Bud Light girls
definitely make it a better time. Take it up a notch. No question.
They really do.
No question.
They help you take it up a notch.
All right.
Well, see, there you go, T.
I didn't even mean it that time, man.
It don't take much to turn old Tyler up a notch, does it?
Tyler.
I tell you, man.
Tyler's one of the nastiest. Tyler, I believe, is the nastiest producer in all of sports radio.
Is that including New York and L.A.?
I think so. I would love to put you up against anybody in any of those cities. Hatchet in Detroit.
It would have to be one of these young punks, because I mean that Tyler. I mean we've all been in that stage where it's like, boy, you just need a good sniff of perfume and it's over, you know. And
But here's the difference. There are some people who just need a good. Just a good whiff of it. Tyler just needs to think about the whiff.
He just needs to think.
He don't need the whiff. He walks in prepared, ready to go.
No lies detected.
The nasty just streams
that
out.
Is tremendous.
T-Mill being right. T-Mill.
Yep, that's it. All right, you're saying you think this is a DeMeco Ryans? I don't want to say defining game. I don't want to put too much in it. On what you're saying and how you feel about this, but this for you is a big DeMeco Ryans game.
Absolutely. I mean, look, this is if you're going to build the football team the way they have built this football team, the strength of your team has to be the tip of the spear, the leading cause or reason that you're winning ball games. And look, we can talk about holding the Denver Broncos to 15. We can talk about holding the Tennessee Titans to 13 or whatever the hell it was. We can talk about shutting the Tennessee Titans out earlier in the season. And you know, at the end of the day, this organization is only going to go as far as this defense takes them right now. And really, to be honest with you, the way they're wired and the way that they want to play offensive football, it is going to be heavily dependent, no matter what they do in the offseason and fix the offensive line, it is going to be heavily dependent on defensive football and whether they can make this a low-scoring affair. And this is one of those games where if it's not a low-scoring affair, then you're going to have an extremely difficult time winning the game. And the story's not going to be about your backup quarterback. This ultimately, the season's on the line. The defensive product has to be the reason you win the ball game, or the reason you have a shot to win it in the fourth quarter. I think DeMeco's left a lot to be desired from a game management perspective, clock management perspective, timeout usage, those kind of things. I think he's got to be absolutely nails in this game for the Texans to have a shot.
I like that thought. One part, many people go right to it and think it's the defense. It's kind of like what we've talked about with Davis Mills. DeMeco in this game, listen, I'll be honest with you. Like, Vegas has him as a 6-point underdog. Like, there's a thought you're playing against the reigning MVP, a team that has been a Super Bowl contender over the last several years. But it's not a game that you can't win. But one thing is, D'Amico coaching staff, decision stuff, clock management, all this stuff you talk, none of that cannot be the reason that you lose. Like, he's got to make sure he handles his stuff, and as you've said since I've known you, be a weapon as well on the sideline. But it cannot be, because we look up and we're like, damn, man, D'Amico had this blunder in the like last week. You can challenge stuff like you did against the Titans and get away with it, but you can't have a screw up like that. There was no reason for that to be challenged, especially in the second half or something, to lose a timeout that could be critical.
Well, I think all of that, man. I do. I think the defense has to be nails versus the best opponents that you face if you're going to build it the way that you built it, if you're going to have a defensive-minded head coach. I think the game management stuff that we're talking about has to be absolute nails. It has to turn into your advantage, right? I think it's easy against the Tennessee Titans to go, oh, it's fourth and inches. Oh, man, just kick the field goal, man. They're not going to outscore us. I know that they're not going to run away with this game. It's easy to make those decisions when you got the Tennessee Titans across the field from you. When you got Buffalo across the field, it's a different animal. In the moment and big picture for the game, it's a different animal. So making some of those tough decisions of, hey, we're going to punt it here, or it's fourth and inches, let's go for it. I mean, those are the kind of decisions that I believe, and situations that I believe the Texans have to win those. That's who they are. They're not built to go out there like they were last year with Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Steph Diggs, Joe Mixon. CJ at the time was coming off the rookie year. And you could expect them to go out there and score 40 points. They're not built that way. Even if CJ was healthy, they're not built that way. The reality of it is, you're built in a way on the field to be led by your defense. You're built in a way organizationally to be elite in situational football, in game management. You're built in a way of, you're expected to be better in those scenarios, and you're built. Like Nick Caserio's openly talked about, you know, the majority of the teams in the league, if you let them, they'll beat themselves. You're built in a way to do everything right, to do everything by the book, to have an advantage everywhere, not take a ton of risk and let the other team screw the pooch, right? You can't be the one that goes out there and waste the time out because you challenge a play that has no business being challenged. Yeah. You can't go out there in a game where, you know, you feel like maybe it is. I don't know how he feels, but if you feel like you've got to score 28 points to win it, you can't go out there and punt on fourth and one in the second quarter when you get the ball to 50. You got to make some tough decisions. I just think they got to be great in those areas before we get to, oh, well, Davis Mills couldn't get the job done. Oh, well, what's his name? Nick Cayley couldn't get the job done. Like, this is one of them games to save the season where we got to look at the big dogs.
Yeah.
Supposedly these guys are elite on the defensive side of the football, and supposedly Nick Caserio and the way he's wired this thing, they're elite from a analytics and a game management perspective. You got to win those scenarios.
And listen, we saw it firsthand last year. You're going up against a coach and a staff that can be had.
Yeah.
Sean McDermott, as you said, about gave the Texans the game late in
last year. And the drive was 5 yards, and then Kaimi kicked a field goal to win it. They literally, the decisions they made gave it to him. That's a great point. That's the kind of stuff you got to win. Like, you can't.
You should.
What D'Amico did earlier in the year, who was that against where he threw it early and then kicked it back and we lost it? Was that Denver?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that who it was with Denver? Yeah. Like, D'Amico can't have that kind of blunder in this game. In fact, he can't let Nick Cayley have that kind of blunder. He's got to step up and go, whoa, whoa, what the hell are we doing? What are we thinking here? You know, let's take this thing to overtime or whatever it may be.
Those guys are good?
No, I'm not. I'm not right now. I mean, I'm in a really good spot because we got us a solid Thursday night primetime game, but I'm just telling you how good you need to be. It's ain't about me being good. It's about you being good, D'Amico. Hey,
Clint, he didn't actually say that. That's just a drop.
I thought he was listening.
Wow, Tyler.
Thought he was listening.
Damn, I'm good.
I think Clinton,
I was
really
giving away free advice.
He's talking to D'Amico. Coming up as we continue, we've given this guy a lot of I think fair, maybe sometimes unfair problems with how we've talked about him and things that he's done. But I think he should be the voice of this team now. We'll discuss that.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Coming up next. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Hold on to your nipples.
It's a Thirsty Thursday Wednesday edition with our friends at Bud Light on Sports Radio 610. Live from Buffalo Wild Wings Ritchie Road location, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Seeing a lot of growth from Clint Sterner here.
We're
proud of him, man.
What I do, man.
Proud of him.
I mean, I appreciate it. I'll take it, but what Tyler, I do.
Are the Bud Light girls there?
No, they're not there, but they will be. Shout out to Bud Light. I saw our Bud Light guy here earlier. They help us put this on each and every week. But the Bud Light girls, they will be here just for your enjoyment.
Can you get them to get on the screen when they get there so I can at least see them for a second?
Yeah,
say hi, be polite.
I'm not going to tell them to come get on.
I'm part of this broadcast too. I want to just be a gentleman, welcome them to our show.
Tyler, if you'll keep it PG, I'll get him in the camera.
Always keep it okay for the kiddos.
Respect.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's
respect. Coming from a girl dad. Remember, they've all got dads.
When have I ever been disrespectful?
Well, he'll tell you he's a girl dad too.
Yeah.
Three of them. You only got two, right?
Yeah.
Beat you. No, listen.
Mine didn't eat turds, or at least I'm not.
Hey, that's just Nala, and she gets
Laney
ashamed.
But Tyler, growth. Clint got down here. He just said to me, "Well, that Charger almost got me again." He said,
"On the car."
Yeah.
Oh God.
But hey. He didn't do what I was certain he would do. He said, "No, I got down here close. I know I got about 20 miles. Let me go and find something here." And he found something around here off Ritchie Road and was able to get that thing charged.
Yeah, it was about 7 miles up the street.
Well,
not from here. It's about 4 miles.
It's close.
I found one, so I'm sitting heavy, man. I can make it home now.
You normally have that. I'll get it afterwards.
Typically, I do.
Afterwards, you get to going, you'll forget.
That's it, man. Leave here with all kind of stuff on my mind, man.
Proud of you, man.
Thanks, Bob.
So now you can go anywhere you want to now.
Well, I mean, I'd like to just go ahead and
Tyler, they're
break,
just.
I'd like to go ahead and just break free of it, to be honest with
you. I was going
to
say, Tyler, they're never going to get rid of this car.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's 100% up to me, and I have just. My wife is a. If you told her right now, if you called her right now and said, "Hey, let's trade this," she would have something found by the time the show's over today, and say, "Hey, go drop it off," and with no details, no nothing. And in my mind, I'm like, "No, I'm gonna shop for exactly what I want. It's gonna be a good deal. I'm gonna buy it right after Christmas, before the New Year's, when they gotta push them rigs off the lot, and I'm over there trying to make sure I buy it right." She just wants to. We got an hour on a Saturday. She wants to ease out and do something. I'm like, "No, baby, that just ain't how I can.
She's ready to wash her hands of it. Let's go.
Chief, I came home yesterday. The washer and dryer was gone. I'm nice washer and dryer. Wasn't nothing wrong with them.
Hold on. That wasn't discussed. She just got rid of the washer and dryer.
I walked in. I said,
"Hey, Doc, Courtney got at least run a text by me on that."
She didn't run it by me.
Y'all
you know
got
what?
Got a line and some clothespins.
Hey, Tyler, y'all miss her. Not only did she sell
it,
she gave them away. They look brand new, but there's a little bit of rust, I guess, like right where you put the what do you put up top, bleach or whatever, kind of drains out. There's a little bit of rust. And she's out on that. But, like, not only did she give them away, they're gone.
Hey,
I walked in. I walked in the house yesterday, and I thought, man, this room looks empty. What am I? What's missing here? I looked over there, and there's dust. And didn't clean up, by the way. When we moved, just dust and the water, the hot water and the cold water, Peck's pipe.
It took you a second when you walked in the room.
I said, how much you get for him?
Well,
how much you get for
him?
She said, I gave him away. I said, Mama, there wasn't nothing wrong with him.
Maybe it was someone who needed it.
Did she have her eye on? Did she have her eye on something?
Ooh, that new whirlpool.
I'm gonna do some digging. I'm willing to bet you somebody on a reality TV show somewhere or one of her close friends has recently purchased washers and dryers that she wanted.
Well,
that's what spurs this.
Sales staff.
Move.
It looks like Clint is in line for a washer and dryer.
Appliances.
Right now.
Appliances. You got any appliance deals out there? I'm in, man.
Hey,
it's unbelievable, man. Gone, hey, Ron.
Tyler, could you imagine?
I'm gonna tell you that's
you
how
walked to the house. Megan just got rid of the washer.
So we just going to the washer
nice.
The next few days, or?
You know they're nice when she gives them away and they're literally gone within a couple of hours.
Oh yeah, they probably came out there and got it themselves.
They saw them pictures and said, "Shoot, I'll be there in a minute."
I got it. Don't worry, I got it here.
No, I don't need no help.
I got my own dolly.
Yeah, they was gone, boys. So
damn,
if she got a receipt for it, she would at least be able to get a tax write-off.
Maybe there's a text that you missed. There must be a text that you missed. That she did.
No, I got a text, but it wasn't. Do you mind or hey, what do you think? No, it is. You're going to be mad at me.
Which you
that's
said.
A text I got.
All right.
That's a text I got.
Hold on, Doc. If you're going to fire off the you're going to be mad at me text, you got it's a hell of a move. It's a hell of a move. Because, Tyler, it's a hell of a move. It's a, you know what? If I tell him about it, he'll bring up so many good points to talk me out of it.
Yep.
But if I get rid
which
of
has
it,
happened.
We have no choice but to get new ones. And I've got my eyes set. Oh, and as Tyler said, woo, those new ones.
I can't wait to see
new model whirlpool, baby.
Hey, Tyler, I bet it's a color thing, too.
Oh, and I bet you she just says to herself, yeah, just get them in the building. If I just get the new washer and dryer in the building, maybe she's going to save some space and get the one,
stackable.
No, not stackable. They got one. They got new ones.
A single where it's washer and dryer together.
Washer and dryer.
Nah,
yeah, she's going to do that on you.
That makes too much sense.
And she'll get you with that one.
No.
She started letting you know, show everything it can do, even though you probably don't do a lot of laundry.
It's going to do the same things them last washer and dryers did, except they're going to probably be black, and they're probably going to have like gold knobs on them or something. Like there's going to be some kind of color, this ain't just run down to the old Home Depot or Lowe's and get whatever's on sale type deal. This is coming fresh out of Selling Sunset.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tyler. I'll tell you exactly what this. I would have gone to break early to get on the horn
to get on the horn with your old lady.
Hey, hold on. Now, what happened here? We just did what?
You know what? I haven't even asked for a price. All I got was 0% for a year or something like that. Like the whatever financing she did. It's 0%. That's how she justified it.
Happy wife, happy life, Clint. No, go to hell with that. Now there is a stoppage of that. I get that in some way.
Hey,
there's some stoppage.
I think you're going to be mad, but I ordered a new washer and dryer. I financed it 0%. Sorry, do you want to kill me? That's what I got. And then I walk in and the old ones are gone. So there was no.
Strategy,
hey Tyler, she got it all done. In that 2-6 window, she got it done. Brother.
See, if we just break this down, she clearly knows what she's doing. Because if she fires that text and that detail, she sure enough knows she could have fired a. Hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing here. Text your thoughts.
She planned
prior.
That.
She planned that
between the 2-6
job,
hour.
Lo.
No question about it.
Nice job. hell yes. Hell yes.
Oh boy. Here I am driving around this goddamn golf cart.
Talk about he walked in and said, damn, this room.
I did. I thought, man.
Seems light.
With the battery running low.
Hey, I can't breathe it. I can't breathe at all in here. Dust flying all over. What is going on around here?
Did we gain square footage?
Hey, man, why don't you switch them clothes?
Oh, man. Hey, the biggest telltale was that big foil looking silver
just sitting out. Yeah.
Oh, dryer vent sticking out of the wall.
Yeah, hey, that watch, Tyler. You go. He's going to come home one day, that damn bathroom's going to get started up.
There's no question.
We've been in this flip game
long enough. She knows once they demo it, there ain't no going back. Like, you got to fix it.
She's going to get that damn bathroom.
Hell, there might be walls missing next time you go home.
Now she saw, all right, this washer and dryer thing, this was a test.
I didn't catch too much flack for that.
Now, let me get in and get this bathroom. He'll definitely want some of this, too.
Nah, we will talk about that.
Get you a she shed, Lo.
Okay. We'll talk about that.
She may have not done nothing, but she may have hired the people. All right, coming up.
You know what that means, Ron?
What?
She got that bonus check from work. My wife is the typical, if she can look at something and see that there's money, either like she just made or in an account somewhere, she's going to spend that money, Chief.
I get it. She's been eyeing that washer and dryer.
She waited till that bonus came through.
I want to see the washer and dryer she's got in her eyes.
I'll send some pictures.
Lo, if you're listening, send me which ones you're looking at. Because I did. I mean, we got some real nice ones. I'm going to ride mine on out. I'm going to ride ours on out.
New model Whirlpool, baby.
All right, coming up, I've seen a lot of Texans fans bring up this fair point about this game against Buffalo, but I do think things are a little bit different, and I'll explain why on that point. That's coming up next.